Well, the government's kind of proposals yesterday evening have come kind of late in the day. We've always had the doors open. The doors have never been closed to any of the processes there. They were brought in through the WRC. We've tried the highest industrial relations process in the land, the Labour Court, and nothing seemed to work. Yesterday's proposals seem to be a little bit of a rue, and that those proposals are long existing and on the go. The workforce plan has failed and failed miserably, as the HSE have not been able to recruit and retain. The other thing I'd like to say is, yeah, this is about pay, and it struck me yesterday morning when I listened to Pascal Donoghue on with Morning Ireland, and he batted the line again of 37,000 for a newly qualified nurse. I'd love to know where Pascal's getting his figures from, because the pay for a newly qualified nurse is under 30,000, and not all nurses get an allowance, and not all nurses get a specialty payment either for a particular qualification that they have. And if they do, they've done extra work to get it. They have studied extra, most of the time at their own expense, for the greater good of the health service. So I'm stunned at this perpetuated line that, you know, we're up there getting 37,000 as a start nurse. But yet and all, there wasn't one person saying there is this inequitable system still existing between allied healthcare professionals' starting salary and our starting salary. It is doable. The INMO have always said it's doable within the confines of the Public Service Stability Agreement. But the government don't seem to want to look at the Public Service Stability Agreement. They don't want to. They want to completely ignore Clause 3, which specifically was put in there, and all other unions signed up to it that are ICTU members, that stated that there was to be no knock-on claims.
They insist that the knock-on effects of any pay award would be huge, and that it would basically disrupt the public finances. Now, I know they did accede to the pay demands of an Garda Síochána. When you look at how they fared out, how does that make you feel?
Well, to a certain extent, I don't comment really on what other unions get for their members. We're worried about our INMO members. The one thing I'd say to the government is they're peddling the line at the minute of the complete resuscitation, and that's what I'd call it, of a red herring or a white elephant or whatever you want to call it, of a children's hospital that they've suddenly miraculously discovered 400 million for. And there's a creepage, exponential creep, of money with regards to the funding of that hospital, which there doesn't seem to be any difficulty in the fiscal purses to find it. I know that our Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has said that this is over a long span. Once again, nurses realise that if there was any sort of movement on pay, that it would also be over a time frame. We're not talking about a pay, you know, an issue that they would deal with in the here and now. There's reality on this line as well, and nurses want a fair hearing.